You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenny's Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the U.S.-led coalition has once again bombarded Syria, causing more death and destruction in the war-torn country. The latest airstrikes targeted a refugee camp in eastern Deir ez-Zor province, killing at least 24 civilians. According to local sources, many civilians were also injured, several of them critically. Meanwhile, the Syrian Foreign Ministry has written a letter to the United Nations calling on the world's body to stop the massacres by the U.S.-led coalition. The ministry said the coalition's only goal is to undermine Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity and prolong the crisis. The U.S.-led coalition has been conducting airstrikes inside Syria since September 2014 without any authorization from Damascus or a U.N. mandate. Joining us now live from Ontario is Ken Stone. He's with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Stone. Now, as we've just mentioned, the Syrian Foreign Ministry here says that the U.S.-led coalition's sole goal is to prolong the crisis in Syria. The U.S. claims it's there to fight Daesh. Which one is it?
I go with the Syrian Foreign Ministry. They are absolutely correct that the U.S. has been in Syria and is now there in Syria to prolong the crisis. The U.S., along with the help of the Canadian government, interfered in Syria since 2011 using proxy armies of terrorist mercenaries in a regime change operation to try and bring down the government in Damascus. But the Syrian government responded by inviting in its allies, Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah, and in 2016, they liberated the big city of Aleppo and brought that regime change operation to an end. But the United States has still persisted in prolonging the crisis by occupying a part of Syria east of the Euphrates, where Syria's oil industry happens to be mainly located. And they are amassing right now a force of 30,000 recycled terrorists from ISIS and Al-Qaeda in an attempt to enforce their plan B, which is to partition Syria, or maybe even a plan C, which is just to prolong the war into a war of attrition against Syria so Syria can't reunite all its territories and is constantly at war and is bleeding.
Right. Now, Mr. Stone, there's also that UN Security Council resolution that was passed just a few days ago, which called for a 30-day ceasefire in Syria. The Syrian government said that it sees this UN Security Council resolution also applying to U.S. forces on Syrian soil. Why does the U.S., though, believe itself above that Security Council resolution?
U.S. administrations follow a policy of exceptionalism, which means that, according to them, international law does not apply to the USA. They're above it. They feel that they can go ahead and do whatever they want, wherever they want, in the world and in Syria. They want this truce to apply to East Ghouta because they want to protect their proxy armies of terrorist mercenaries in East Ghouta. But they don't want the truce to apply to them east of the Euphrates because their plan there is either to partition Syria or to prolong the war in order to bleed Syria longer and keep Syria from being reunified.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Stone, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.